Here's Ed Wehmer, the founder and CEO at WinTrust.com. Hey, Ed, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
I'm great, John. How are you?
Really good. Let's talk just briefly about the bank and the banking business, and then let's talk about a donation that I know you want to make to a worthwhile cause in Chicago. How's business these days?
Business is terrific. We have our 30-year anniversary coming up since we opened the first bank and here in Lake Forest, and we hit $50 billion in assets. Not bad from a card table and me sitting there, so we're really excited. Things are going well, and Chicago is such a great place to do business, and we're like the last guy standing now. I mean, with all the bigger local banks gone, we're it. So we're growing like a weed, and things are good.
What's driving that, Ed?
I think a lot of it is our in the Midwest, people like the local bank and the high-touch sort of thing, and there are none left, really. I mean, Midwest, the person who rests is going to a bank in Indiana. Fifth Third took over MB. Really nobody left but us, and people like what we have to offer, and we still have that nice. We're high-touch, high-tech, John, and that's what does it. I mean, we say Santa Better Delivery System, Santa Better Products, and kill them with service, and that's what we do. So people recognize that, and we walk the walk. We just don't just talk the talk. So,
yeah, well, I think here's an example of that, walk the walk, not just talk the talk. You evidently know about our friend Corey Brooks, who's on the roof of a trailer across from his church. On that site, he is trying to build a community center, which will be more than just a gym and some basketball hoops, although it'll have recreation and social and music, but it'll also have industrial training, teach people trades. Somebody sent me a note the other day, and they said, John, you make it sound like that's real easy. I think the opposite. I think that's high skill, I think it's high tech, and I think we need to train people as best we can. And if we had something like that on South Martin Luther King Drive, think of what that would do for that community and that population. It's an expensive proposition, though, Ed.
Yeah, it is. You know, we've seen it work before. We were involved in the opening of a Rupe College, part of Loyola University, and we've seen that the kids all, they wanted a place to go after school because they couldn't go home. They get back stuck in the same rut they had been before with the bad influences and the like. So we built them a center where they could all go and hang out and study and be together. And we saw the results after talking to the kids there, realized how important it is for them to have something like that. And as a result, we'd like to help the good pastor out.
Yeah, so Corey's the pastor, and he's up on that roof for 100 days. He did this 10 years ago and raised enough money to buy the land and raise the building, but now putting a new one up is a heavy lift. So we've been directing our listeners to make donations there, as well as to the Salvation Army, by the way, and thank you for your $10,000 donation to our Salvation Army Red Kettle. What's your donation going to be for Corey Brooks?
I'm going to change it a little on you, John. We'd like to put up a matching grant of $125,000. And if we can get that amount between now and year end, I'll do it again. So that'd be $250,000. That'd be $500,000 we can raise for them. I think anybody that sits on a roof like that and is that dedicated, those are the guys you want to support and help. So I think it'd be awesome. I'm going to take time to challenge my other bank CEOs and other CEOs and our clients that we know to come on up and step up and let's do some good around here to somebody who really will put the money to good use and not waste it, and it'll be a wonderful thing. So that's our plan, and hopefully we'll get a good response, and good for the pastor for doing what he thinks is right, and it's a good thing, and we like to stand behind good things and help our city. We got a lot of money invested in this town, and we all know the way it's going, and gotta step up and do something.
Yeah, I think a lot of us can just sit there and say, well, gee, it's terrible. Somebody's got to do something. The mayor, the governor, the police chief, the parents, somebody's got to do something. What are we as individuals doing about that? If you're a CEO in Chicago and you believe in this city, then let's invest in this city too. And we're going to have to recut the commercial because I heard you were going to give us $100,000, us, meaning Corey Brooks and his Project Hood. You're going to give him $100,250.
That's right. $100,250. If he gets matches it up, we'll do it again, and we'll do the same thing for the month of January.
I was completely unaware of that. I knew you were going to do what I thought was a $100,000 donation. I didn't know you were going to make it $125,000. I didn't know you'd double it if we can reach that goal. So let's do 125 times 2, 250. And then if we hit that, you'll do another 125 in the bucket. And we'll do that, make it 250 again. That's $500,000. That is enormous. That really says a lot, Ed.
Well, we got to help the guy. Sitting up on a roof like that, my God, he probably didn't blow away the other night.
We were afraid he was going to be the rooftop pastor of Benton Harbor. Have you swung by
there? We got to do something, and this is a good thing.
Have you met Corey in person, Ed?
I have not.
All right.
I've been invited up on the roof, but I said I'd rather give money than sit up on the roof. I got Matt Gams, who works for us and runs our community outreach. We have supported Project Hood in the past few years. And I said, Matt, I'm not going up on the roof. You're an old Marine. You go up on the roof with me. He goes, I'd love to. So,
well, actually, they've got tent. It's like a campsite. Think of it as a base camp at Mount Everest, if you will. And the summit is, I think, $30 million he's trying to get. Maybe it's 23. He's got 7 in pledges, but I'll believe every last dollar when we see it in the bank. But anyway, it's kind of nice up there. It's Spartan. It's these little tents and some space heaters, and they've got a little wood fire up there and fire extinguishers. And he's been up there since around Thanksgiving. So he's going to be there January 1st. He was there Thanksgiving night. He'll be there Christmas morning. And he's working hard on social media and on TV networks and on local newscasts. He's doing everything, stamping his feet, saying, folks, you know, shaking our fist at the crime in the city doesn't make it go away. Let's do something. And he can't do it without dollars, Ed. And wow, are you helping out?
We're happy to do it. We love supporting children and kids and education.
That's what it
is.
That's
our primary focus. And we don't give a handout. We give a hand up all the time. So this guy needs a hand up, and we're here for him and want to see him do really well. And I'm going to make some calls to get some more people involved, and hopefully we can double the 500 and get do really well. So I think there's no reason we can't in this town, and I'm going to strong arm a bunch of guys, and we'll see where it goes.
All right, bless you and the staff over there. And by the way, so there's a match, if you will. Ha-ta-da-ta-da, match music, da-ta-da-ta-da, match music. So that was my impersonation of a telethon. So for 70, I'm going to visit with you on Monday. Let's get Corey on the phone on Monday too, okay? And we'll tell him about our grand scheme here. But hopefully by Monday, we are on the way or maybe even there. And the way to make a donation, by the way, to match what Ed is talking about, Ed Wehmer, founder and CEO at Wintrust, wintrust.com is his website. Go to projecthood.org, projecthood, as in neighborhood, projecthood.org. And that's where Corey Brooks and company are. And you can you'll see where the link is in the comments. Write community center in the comments. Write community center. Okay, Ed. Merry Christmas. Thank you for what you're doing for Chicago, and we'll talk on Monday. All right.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks, John. Good luck, everybody. Get your checkbooks out. Let's go.
That's Ed Wehmer, the founder and CEO at Wintrust, and Corey Brooks and Project Hood instituted a CEO challenge. That's the first one I've heard step up like that.